now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this program. Today, I want to talk about meditation, a little something different. This program, I'd like to ask Roland, it's a program where you can ask me questions about matters religious, matters philosophical. And in absence of any questions today, I will answer your questions. I will answer your questions even though you haven't asked them. And what questions do we have as human beings? Our questions are, how shall I live so that I can be a decent human being and not resent and hate people, not be impatient with my children, not take advantage of people? You see, when we look at ourselves, we see that we have a selfish side to us. See, there's part of us that is selfish and that thinks only of itself and its own advantage. And because, you know, you have a lot of people in this world vying for things, we end up resenting people who get to the parking place first, who seem to have more than we do, who don't respect us, etc., etc. And there's another part, and there's a part of us that's animalistic, that lives, you know, to eat, drink, and be merry, that has appetites, voracious appetites, and thirsts and hungers like a beast. And then there's another part of us that yearns for something pure and something good, that yearns to be noble, and that yearns to be, in a sense, free from the baggage of our lower self. See, we have a lower self, in a sense, and a higher self. Now, as we go through life, we find ourselves becoming more and more reactive. You know, as we become resentful and judgmental and so on, we find ourselves becoming more and more reactive. And we find ourselves less and less idealistic. When we were younger, we yearned, we hoped that we would get married and live happily ever after, and that we would become a noble lady, a noble man. But as the years go by, we find ourselves increasingly, messing up. And we find ourselves increasingly becoming selfish, in as much as we begin to sort of throw in the towel and say, well, what's the use trying to be nice, because everybody's taking advantage of everybody else, and every time I try to be nice, people just walk all over me, and so I'm just going to grab for the gusto. Or we find ourselves becoming increasingly judgmental and resentful toward other people, our husband, our wife, our mom, our dad, our boyfriend, our girlfriend, our neighbor. And then we find ourselves comforting ourselves and hiding in our food, in our drink, in our drugs, in our marijuana, in our music, in our entertainment. See, we find those comfort us. But the problem is that the more we receive comfort from these things, the more animalistic and beastly and base we become. So perhaps that would be a good starting point for today's discussion, and I will tell you how you can overcome what I have just described and find innocence and peace and happiness and joy. I will be right back after this announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a very special program. Please listen in. And those of you who are listening in now in Southern California, in the Riverside, San Bernardino, Los Angeles area, I encourage you to respond to this program. You know, to hear my message and respond to it. And it couldn't do you any harm to go to my website. It couldn't do you any harm to, well, to write me a letter. Or drop me a line. Say, thank you, Roland. Or thank you for your discussion. You see, this is a thankless job that I do here. It's a thankless task because what I'm doing is I'm trying to wake people up. See, I'm trying to wake you up. And most of us, we have fallen from what we could have been, from the noble, gracious person, altruistic person. The genius, see, that we could have been. We have fallen to be someone who's grubbing for money, grubbing for advantage. See, secretly resentful over many little things. If somebody, you know, doesn't say good morning to you or doesn't, you know, looks at you funny, then you hate them. If they get to the light before you do, then you hate them. If they're in line before you are, you hate them. If your kids are a little, you know, need a little bit extra attention, you become impatient with them. See, and so on. So the lower we fall as humans, the lower we fall. As we fall away from graciousness and altruism. And a disinterested love of others, and we fall away from joy and from sweetness and from good-natured kindness and so on. As we fall away from those, we become increasingly petty. We become increasingly petty. See, now a lot of us hide it. See, on the surface you can dress very properly and put on very nice makeup and walk around like a very nice person, but underneath you can be very petty, secretly judging, you know, other people, judging the way they look, the way they act, judging their kids, their wife, their husband, their car, their clothes. See, we become very mean-spirited and judgmental. The lower we fall inside, see, the less gracious we are. The more mean-spirited we become. And then two things happen. Number one, we have to put on a bigger and bigger show for other people, bigger and bigger pretense to pretend that we're nice. See, we even fool ourselves sometimes. And we have conflict. We have conflict over the way we are. So we seek escape from the awareness of what we are, and we seek escape into food, drink, marijuana, drugs, and so on. Music, entertainment, see, gossip, trivia, we find escape. And so we find comfort in those because we escape into them, we forget how rotten we are, how low we are, how mean-spirited and petty we are. See, now So, but the problem is, as long as we keep escaping and being comforted, and other people play the game too. See, other people have the same problem you do. They too have fallen. They too have a dark side of themselves, an animal side. They too are not the noble lady, the noble knight that they could have been. They too have compromised, and they too have sold themselves down the river for approval or for perks. See, for reassurance and others' assurance. See, not rocking the boat. So you pretend that they're wonderful, and they pretend that you're wonderful. See, so it's kind of a phony, shallow existence. But underneath, see, underneath, we don't feel right about ourselves. See, we have a secret life. See, that's the other thing. You know, when they talk about people who are transparent, you know, the great saints, the beautiful, very noble people, they have a transparency about them. They said that about Einstein. He had an innocence. See, what he was very natural. He was natural and spontaneous. See, like children, they're very transparent. They are what they are, and what they are is, they don't have a secret life. You know what I mean? They don't have pornography stuffed away in a drawer somewhere, or they're not secretly, you know, hating and judging other people or doing naughty things on the internet. See, they don't have a secret life. They're just innocent and carefree, and what they are is what they are. It's so beautiful. Well, so, see, a lot of us, we don't like to have a beastly side of us. We don't like to have a dark side, a judgmental side, a hateful side, a petty side. And we don't like the fact that we have this secret life. See? Now, this thing can get out of hand. You know, it's bad enough if our secret life is just secretly judging people, smiling on the surface, but underneath judging them. See, that's bad enough. But eventually it can get to the point where you have, like, you know, the golfer, that has been in the news quite a bit of late, had a secret life. See? And then, you know, it gets to the point where you have, you know, like the doctors in the concentration camps in Germany, those types, you know, well, they did their dirty deeds, you know, or some gangster, you know, does the awful things, and then comes home and then you know, has some kind of a home life, watches TV, and kids like him or like her. See, you have a secret life, or maybe it's not secret, and then come home and then read the newspaper and act like you're, you know, a decent human being. But the point I'm getting at is, you see how there's something wrong with this secret life. There's something wrong with this having a dark side, a bad side, a grisly side, an animalistic side, a heartless, cruel, wicked, evil side, or even a petty side. So how do we become of a peace? How do we become whole and innocent? Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph
of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the common, common sense. That's what I used to call it. Now I call it Ask Roland, or we could call it the Roland Trujillo Show. In a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, I help people to wake up, and I help people to see that there's something wrong with the way they exist. And for those people who yearn to return to innocence again, see, and to step forward into a bright future, well, I have some, I offer some help. I offer some help. And the help that I offer is by way of, awakening you to the fact, it's just not good to go on living a false life. It'd be much better to be innocent as you can see, the lower self rises up to overpower you when you fall away from what you know is right in your heart, when you fall away from principle, when you fall away from what is good and true, then the lower side rises up. For example, when you become angry. See, if you get into an argument with somebody and then you resent them, you hate them, and then you become angry, and then the lower side rises up, doesn't it? The beastly side, cruel side. And the things that you say or the things that you think, see, are not very nice at all. And even if you don't do anything bad or say anything bad, see, you have bad thoughts. And then you have to go and feed the beast. So what do? You go and you're hungrier. You're thirstier. So you feed the beast. You see what I mean? You see how the lower side rises up? Well, this lower animalistic side wants to rise up and take over. There's always a conflict between the more noble, the noble spiritual side and this base side. But moreover, here's the other thing. And that is ultimately, see, there's a battle between good and evil. And you are in a sense, a pawn. See, you're either a willing servant of good, or you're a pawn of the devil, is what it boils down to. So you have this something dark or something unwholesome, something phony that gets into you as you go out in the world and as you compromise and as you hate people and as you take advantage and as you cop out on principle, see, and as you hang around with phony people and so on, it starts to get into you. And so it's inside of you and it becomes like a false conscience. And it wants to take over. It wants to take you over completely. But fortunately, a lot of us, see, we have something in us which is like our conscience. It's like what we know in our heart. It's our intuition. And that is from God. It's wordless, what you know in your heart. And it is there. And it would like you to voluntarily, willingly come over to it, see, and yield to it instead of yielding to your dark side, yielding to your hungers and your lusts and your angers, and to the dark thoughts. Instead, yield to the good, to your conscience, and by way of repentance and reconciliation with conscience, then to live again as a noble knight.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. So here I am, awakening you, see, to your own conscience, your own intuition. Look, as I speak, do you not see that what I'm saying is true? See, well, we have this inner light. We have intuition. We have a wordless way of knowing, of seeing things, see, of just knowing without words. And that is from our Creator, it's from God. Now, the other thing I want to make you aware of is that you have been running from God. You've been running from conscience. See, you haven't realized it, perhaps. Well, maybe you have at moments, but basically you've been kind of hiding from conscience because conscience makes you aware of the fact that you're not living properly. See? It's making you aware of that fact, and unless you're willing to admit it, well, then you escape from it. But the problem is, as you keep denying conscience, reality, truth, see, your intuition, what you know in your heart, as you keep denying that, you're cutting yourself off from the very light, the very good that could save you from the dark side, see? So the more you deny conscience, the more you have to seek the solace of the dark side. It comforts you. Yes, it comforts you all right. You know, first it eggs you on, said, go ahead, enjoy yourself, you know, live life to the fullest, you know, blah, blah, blah. It tells you all that stuff. But then later on, then it comforts you with negative thoughts. Oh, what's, you know, there is no God, there's no good, everybody's in it for themselves, you know, beside, you know, you're beyond hope, and you know, blah, 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 blah. It's got nothing but all this garbage negativity. See, it wants you to doubt what is right. It wants you to doubt God. It wants you to doubt good. It wants you to despair. It wants to abandon yourself to it. See, then it takes you over completely. See, well, we don't want that to happen, do we? Of course not. So, what do you do? Well, it's very simple. It's very, very simple. You just simply stop denying reality. As you stand there and you see what you see about someone else or about yourself, see, you discern something about yourself. Well, just see it, even if it's painful, and don't deny it. That's all. Just don't deny it anymore. Stop resenting your conscience and running from it. So if somebody's there and you catch yourself resenting them over some petty thing, just see that you resent them. See that it's wrong to resent them. Don't like the fact that you're resenting them. See that you can't change yourself. You can't make yourself good. So there you are. You see that your resentment is wrong. Well, that's the reality. So just see that. Just bear the little bit of pain of seeing this in the light of conscience, okay? If you're impatient with your child, then see that you are. Don't try to defend yourself. Don't try to defend your wrong or excuse yourself or justify yourself. And don't run for comfort from other people. They'll pat you on the back and say, oh, you're a wonderful person. No. See, just see the truth. That's a very beautiful thing. Just see the truth. Now, the other thing, you have to go a little farther than that, though, and that is you have to be willing to be sorry if your light of intuition, what you know in your heart, if it wordlessly shows you that something is wrong, you know, you've hated your husband or you hated your mom or something, if you see that, see, then you have to be willing to be sorry. Now, if you're not sorry, then just the reality is you're not sorry. So if you're not sorry, don't pretend to be sorry. Don't try to fake it and fool God or anything. Just see that you're not sorry. See? begin to see reality. But then, if the moment comes when you are sorry, then just bear the little bit of quiet sadness and remorse that you feel for seeing that you're wrong. And that's a very beautiful thing. It means that you're being reconciled. God is reconciling you to Himself. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Well, as usual, ladies and gentlemen, I'm running short on time. Go to my website, coachroland.com, C-O-A-C-H-R-O-L-A-N-D, coachroland.com. Find out about our meditation that helps you to find reality and stick with it and be in reality. Be close to the light of intuition. You'll find innocence there. You'll find sweetness there. Yes, you'll find a little bit of pain there when you see that you've made some boo-boos. In the time that you've been fleeing from God and from reality and from truth and from conscience, you've made some boo-boos and you've sought comfort in your drugs and alcohol and everything else. Well, just see all of that. Just see it, okay? Don't try to struggle with it and deny it. Just see it. And your life will be filled with joy again.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.